Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Coming up on 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News, let's think warm thoughts today and look ahead to spring and summer. Brewers host of Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, on the line with us from sunny Arizona. I guess I assume it's sunny. I didn't check the forecast, Dom.
We're getting 90 this week. 90 on Wednesday.
Wow.
Well, we got 50 today, buddy, if you miss us.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I miss you guys, but
not that much.
I mean, I'm enjoying some shorts weather right now and some suntan lotion, so it's all good down here.
Let's get through the Blake Perkins stuff first, Dom. Obviously, this is unfortunate, but he's gone. There's no way he's coming back before May.
Correct. I think the vibe for Blake is just like, I mean, it's such a fluke thing. And as he said to us, it's like, it's your tibia. I mean, like, who breaks your shin? So if everyone's fouled a ball off before, off your leg. And if you're wondering, oh, why wasn't he wearing a shin guard? Like, it hit, like, right below the knee. So a shin guard wouldn't have helped at all. And in Blake's case, he was such a big piece for the Brewers when Yelly went down, when Mitchell went down last year and got every day at bats. And remember, he played the postseason very well. So now, you know, you hope that Garrett and Yelly, I mean, all systems point to go for those guys to fill his role and be ready to go this season.
You know, on that, not that you want anybody injured in any spot, but if there's a place where the Brewers can absorb an injury like that, it is in the outfield still, right, Dom? Still a lot of talent out there. And sometimes you wonder, like, how are we going to get all these guys their at-bats and their playing time?
It does. It really impacts Sal Frelick and Garrett Mitchell directly, given those are the two highest-ranking center fielders on the depth chart right now. Obviously, Sal won the Gold Glove in right field last year, but now you can envision an alignment where Churio is in left, Mitchell is in center, and Frelick is in right, and maybe Yelly is DHing that day. And that's a pretty darn good lineup if you're asking me if you're facing a right-handed pitcher. So, yes, there is depth to pull from, and they signed minor league deals to Manny Margot, a reported deal to Mark Canna. We are maybe going to see him in the clubhouse today, maybe not, to be seen. So even more depth in AAA.
How's Murph doing? Second year being the main lead, being the manager of the team. Same as always, or is there a little bit more something there this time, a little bit more confidence, or how's he look?
I would say same as always to slightly more intense. As in wanting to get the best out of his guys. I mean, he understands the role in the team that he has been given. And we thought they were young last year. I mean, they're even younger this year. So it's going to be something that plays right into his resume. I mean, he is a leader of young men, and he continues to lean on the Yellies and the Reeses. We've talked about that before. But when you look at this infield, aside from Reese at first, there are going to be a lot of, you know, less than 3 years of service time on this infield of the candidates between Terang and Durbin and Ortiz and Dunn and maybe Capra. Like, there are just so many guys that haven't been established everyday big leaguers, and Murph's the guy to lead them.
Talking with host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. He's live from Arizona with us this morning. Hey, before we get to you, Dom, and I definitely want to address that and talk with you about that, but I've never been... And I know a lot of fans who would very much like a trip to spring training. The vibe is down there. The vibe down there is different.
How so relaxed.
Right. How people watch and enjoy their team is different. Guys are loose. They're signing autographs. They're hanging out. Just kind of give us your best advertisement for finding a way to get down there to Arizona one time.
So the way things work here in Maryville for the Brewers, the best part about this complex in particular is that it is all Brewers. There is no co-partner here in the ballpark like you see in other cities. But when it comes to the access that fans get from where you park, you walk through the backfields, as they're known, there are four full-size fields, that there is always some sort of activity happening, right? Generally, you start around like 10:30, 11 o'clock when you start seeing bodies out there, and you can just hang out, take photos. Guys are walking in and out of the concourse. Matt Arnold will be walking around. Like, it's just an amazing amount of access, and furthermore, an amazing just distance to watch Major League Baseball, because baseball tickets are not necessarily cheap, and this is free. So you can walk up to the chain link fence and watch Jacob Mizorowski pitch to Garrett Mitchell for free. And it's the coolest level of access you can get. And then if you want to go sit on the berm during the actual game, that's like a $15 ticket and have a great suntan and have a great time here at the ballpark.
How are the dogs? Good dogs down there? Brats, whatnot?
You know, we're right above a brat station, like our press box is. I tell you, the smells, they got the onions out there, they got the crowd. Oh, man. I mean, we're only three games into this, man, and I'm hungry already.
Man, Dom, it was. We played some of the comments from Jeff and from Lane on Saturday, their first broadcast since the passing of Bob Uecker. I imagine there was a lot of attention on that booth when they first kicked off there on that Saturday.
Yeah, I think we talked to Murph about it all week. I obviously talked to Jeff. We had it on our air earlier this week, too, of just what's it going to be like? And you can prepare only so much, but honestly, for myself, When I walked into that booth and I saw the bouquet and I saw the picture and, you know, obviously Uke's chair was, I mean, even when last season, when Uke wasn't here all the time, nobody sat in Uke's chair. Like, you go get another chair. Like, that is for Bob, and he sits there. And to see that void in person, it got me a little choked up, honestly. And it's going to feel that way when we get back to the ballpark for the first time. But to check off that first is obviously difficult. We all miss him dearly. I thought Jeff put it perfectly. He's not going anywhere. He is going to be the fabric of the team, literally, with the patches and the jerseys. There's going to be so much celebration of Bob Uecker's life this year. And everywhere we go on the road, too, right? I think of St. Louis, like that first series when we go down to St. Louis at the end of April. They love him just as much as we do. He won a World Series with them. So we're going to hear it everywhere we go. And it's going to bring a smile on my face hearing even more Bob Uecker stories.
Really appreciate your reporting from down there as well, Dom. We're running your stuff every morning in sports and appreciate the day-to-day updates.
Yeah, bud. You got it, guys. Happy to do it.
All right, my friend, we'll talk again soon. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.